Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If you want to give us a call, it's 888-815-9756. One more time, 888-815-9756. I apologize. I'm running a few minutes late. The universe definitely often hands us a lot, and I always say when I'm handed a lot, I'm also given a lot. I'm given a lot of that energy to embrace what's there, to take a look at things, and to honor my spirit. Heaven on Earth. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got an amazing guest on who will be joining us in just a few minutes. I've had her on the show before, and all I can say is if you want to get a reading, you are going to be blown away by the accuracy and the ability that she has to connect with truth. Her name is Madame Adriana. Adriana. I have a cousin named Adriana, so I say it that way. She uses something called the Sacred Triad, and it's a symbol that represents the gateway to heaven, connecting to God. So it is about bringing heaven on earth. The website is mysticconnections.com. And before we bring her on, I also wanted to share that this weekend, I am so excited. I'm going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'm going to be doing a workshop on Sunday. That is this coming Sunday. I'm going to be connecting with the other side. If you're interested in connecting with your loved ones, I'm going to be actually channeling, doing some channeling, and I'm going to be teaching about heaven on earth and how also to develop your ability to connect with those on the other side. Everybody that comes will receive you're going to get a little booklet, and it's only $25. And if you want more information on that, you can go to bellaspark.com. And the big news is that on Friday, the 29th, Greg Braden's going to be in. He's going to be in. The whole weekend's going to begin with Greg Braden. He's going to be talking about 2012 and beyond, the shift beginning. And the extra big thing is on Saturday, he'll be doing an all-day workshop. The tickets are only $35. There's a $5 off special right now. So if you go to bellaspark.com, that's BellaSpark.com, you'll actually be able to purchase your tickets right there. It's a wonderful weekend, Fort Collins, Colorado. If you're in the area, you got to come out. It's a three-day weekend. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited to meet people. And most importantly, it's about you learning to go within and understand that everything that you could ever want in your life is already there. If the answers are there, it's about embracing your truth. And speaking of embracing your truth, Madame Adriana, that's what she's about. I want to welcome you to Interviews. How are you today?
Hi, I'm grateful to be here.
Oh, you know, I'm like just looking at this, and I'm going, okay, this is the big, I just got this really strong feeling when you know, we're talking about, I'm talking about like all the stuff that's going on and things are crazy, and you know, you're an intuitive, you also work with something called the crystalline consciousness, which I feel is very similar to what you work with. You work with the Sacred Triad. If anybody wants to go to mysticconnections.com, you can check out. I mean, and she's got a lot of wonderful information there. Tell us about that and how it can help a person in their life.
Well, the Sacred Triad is a name that I gave this particular symbol. It goes by many names, and it's been around since there was the written word, and probably before then. And it's found throughout the world. You can look for it on my website. You can also find it under the Rorik peace symbol. And I only found out about this recently because I'm still exploring and still discovering. But this Russian mystic and artist discovered this archaeological find with the three circles forming a triangle on it. He realized it was an ancient spiritual picture of some type. And it moved him so much, what he found, that he included it in his paintings. So it's in a lot of his art. And then he actually spearheaded something with Franklin Roosevelt called the Warwick Pact. But any church or any which displays that symbol is supposed to be free from harm. And that was during the whole nuclear buildup after what happened in Japan. And actually, I don't know why this isn't in our history books, but the more I look, and I love the web, I love the internet, I love how information is just available to us at our fingertips, the more information I see about this sacred triad, and I get very excited about it. And I've seen its healing personally through my own experience and through people whom I've worked on. And I've also seen it open information when I'm doing readings. And it's, I think you said it perfectly when you said it's a doorway to heaven. I completely agree.
You know, that's what I love about it is, just looking at your website, and just in case anybody's just tuning in, you're listening to interviews, I'm Kimberly Rose. We have Madam Adriana, I'm sorry, I'm just smiling because I just want to hug you on the show with us. Well, because you have such a big heart, and MysticConnections.com is the website. You can also go over to my website, which is KimmyRose.com, and get information also on how to get in contact with our amazing guest. And when you bring heaven to earth, what I love about this is you're reading, you're connecting with someone in their higher self, and you're guiding them, but there's you're also allowing them to do the work for themselves, correct?
You know, that is correct, and I wanted to just talk just for a minute about weird things that happen in our lives. We were both discussing before the program began that it's just been a strange day. There's been a lot of strange energy. My particular guides and angels and ancestors, happily, I'm so grateful, interfere with my life on a daily basis. Last night I was uploading and creating some new brochures, and I was getting ready to pay for them, and my purse disappeared. So we're searching through the whole house looking for my purse. I'm like, well, I know I set it here. Where is it? Which one of you boys? I have three boys. Which one of you guys moved it? You know, they're all like, Mom, I don't know. And then my middle son, who's constantly reminding me to talk to my guides and my angels when I get into one of those frustrating moments, said, Mom, maybe they hid your purse on purpose. And I said, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to buy these very expensive brochures right this minute. And I said, okay, I promise I won't buy the brochures, but could you please bring me my purse? And within 15 minutes, we found my purse. And so I agreed, and I did not buy the brochures. And today I was looking on the website, and there's a sale on them now. So those weird things that happen to us that seem like roadblocks are sometimes just pointing us in the right direction for us.
You know, I totally agree. I've had things like that happen where I was just late for something, or, you know, and it just happened to be that it was perfect. It worked out. It's called that, you know, that divine timing, or the message that, you know, something else is there. And I think that in this world, and I want to bring this up because I think this is, I got this really strong feeling about bringing up in this world that things are going so crazy. And I was just talking about how Greg Braden is going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado this weekend. you know, we're talking about the shift that's going on and all the energy that's going on. I would love to pose the question to you when we come back from the break. What do you think the reason is? I mean, there has to be, like you said, when, you know, you lose something, or and should it be that instead of being in panic, we could be handling this a different way? When we come back, I'd love to have you answer that question, Madame Adriana. And also, please go to her website, mysticconnections.com. You can call in and you can get a reading, 888-815-9756. We're both here to answer your questions. We'll be right back with more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. You're listening to BBS Radio, the best internet radio around. BBSradio.com. A lot of great shows that you can listen to. And wonderful, wonderful people that run it. If you are interested in seeing Greg Braden next weekend on Friday, January 29th, he will be in Fort Collins, Colorado. He'll be brought in by Bella Spark Productions. It's a wonderful production company who brings in wonderful authors from all over the place. She's bringing in Shirley MacLaine. I cannot wait, up in Vancouver. So lots of things going on next weekend. Friday the 29th, he will be giving a talk all about the shift, 2012 and beyond. And then on Saturday, an all-day workshop, which is going to be wonderful. I'm excited to spend time. I know Greg. He's a great guy. I've been very blessed to meet him in person a few times. I'm excited to see him this weekend. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be giving a workshop. That's in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'll be giving messages from the other side. If you're wanting to connect with your loved ones, you'll be able to come in and bring them with you. I am real big on getting to everyone and answering questions. Also, I'm going to be teaching you how easy it is for you to connect with the other side. Very simple. Everybody's going to be given a little manual, and it's going to be a fun evening. Go to bellaspark.com, BellaSpark.com, to get your tickets. And also, you can check out my website, which is KimmyRose.com, for more information on how to get a hold of me and all the amazing guests that we have. Right now, we are joined by an amazing intuitive and medium, Adriana. She works with the Sacred Triad, and she is an intuitive. And when I say amazing, she's a healer. There's so many wonderful things that she does. And if you want to talk to her, you can call 888-815-9756 to get some guidance. I'm here also to give guidance. And before we went to the break, Adriana, I was asking you, you were talking about, you know, how you couldn't find your purse and there was something that you were going to order and you had said about one of your children saying, well, maybe you weren't supposed to. And when you trusted that, you found it. I wanted to know, with all the stuff that's going on in this world, the crazy things, and we're talking about, you know, 2012 and what's coming on up, you know, and people are saying, well, a meteorite's going to hit, or, you know, these bad things are going to happen. What do you feel the reason for all this crazy energy is, and what do you feel that's coming?
You know, I talk a lot to my guides and my angels, and I ask them these questions, and the answers that they provide are very different, but they're almost always about love and light, and the main message is don't worry. And I'm a light worker. Kimmy, I know you are too. In the midst of worrying about my purse or worrying about my job or worrying about this, I know one of my main jobs as a human being on this planet is to emit light and focus on positive vibrations. And you can either be in love or in fear. You can't be in both. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that already. It's so easy to be in love. All you have to do is slip into that gratitude moment, just being grateful for what you have. So when I look around then, I'm saying, how come we have global warming? What is that? Why is our climate warming? Should we be frightened? Because we know that it's more than just what man is putting into the atmosphere. We know that's part of it, but we also know that Venus is warming and Mars is warming. So what's going on with that? And my guide said that this is to help us better utilize the resources of our planet, because there are more human beings than there ever has been. And so the increased warmth is actually to help us provide food for all the people on the planet. And when you look at it that way, you realize, oh, okay, maybe this isn't the beginning of some cataclysmic event. Maybe this is a blessing. When you look at what happens in the earthquakes in Haiti and that huge tsunami we had a few years ago that hit Thailand and that area so hard, you know, we know there's going to be disasters. We know that things are happening. We could feel the earth changing. But the 2012 is not an end. It's a beginning of something new. And the changes that are happening to the planet and to us, and a lot of the viruses are actually changing our DNA that are rolling around the planet right now. It's the beginning of something new. It's a new age, and I'm sure you've probably heard some of that before, but that's what my guides are telling me. That's what my angels are telling me.
I'm listening, and just so you know, as you're talking, I listen to my guides, and my guides are about honoring your space, and when you're talking, I can actually hear you. I can hear you communicating with them. And so as you're talking about what your guides are saying, you're also listening to them at the same time. So that's, I know what you're saying, and I feel the same way. I feel actually energetically that what's going on right now is amazing. I think that this is an opportunity, and this is something I know Greg Braden talks about too. It's an opportunity for us to utilize this amazing energy and be in forward movement for truth. And why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want to do this? So, and why wouldn't we want to get in touch with that energy that's there and be able to embrace it and live our lives, you know, in more simplicity? Do you feel that maybe, too, like all the financial things that are going on, do you feel like that's a sign? I've had a couple of people say, well, it's a sign of people not paying attention, or do you think it's a sign that it's a collective sign in the world that maybe there's been some dishonesty going on? Some things that are real dishonest?
You know, what my guides are showing me is that they're kind of chipping away at old monoliths. They're chipping away, and so it's like they're exposing the bedrock. And so, you know, if you're sculpting, and this is what they're showing me, this visualization, if you're sculpting something, then you have to chip away at the rock. But they're chipping away at a great big rock, and big pieces of this rock are falling into the ocean. And so it looks pretty calamitous, but in the end, it will be just something new. I know that what we believe in, when I say we, Kimmy, I mean you and me, and I guess the New Age spiritual community that embraces these ideas have been around since the dawn of time, and they're coming full circle. And I know the veil is thinning. I think it's going to be easier and easier for people to communicate with the other side. I think that's going to continue. Have you noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, that a lot of people have left this plane?
Yes.
For a month. Yeah,
especially a lot of young people. A lot of young people have left, I noticed. I have been, since June, I have been to 3 funerals of children, because they're children to me, between the age of 18 and 23.
Oh, dear.
And it's been, I know, and it's hard, but then I think, wow, I know that they're leaving only to come back. You know what I mean? And to really guide us. So I agree with you. A lot of people are going. And I also think that it's, you know, a lot of the people that are going are people that have clearly stated that they felt something. There was something more. One of the kids that I remember him calling me, and he said he was getting these messages that there was something more he was supposed to do. And it was like when I found out he had passed, I felt like he felt that that was the best way that he could help. Now, I'm not saying that if you feel like you can help, you should just go, you know, you leave this earth plane. What I'm saying is I believe that he knew that his soul had made that agreement to pass at that time. So,
you know, while you bring that up, I just want to make a very clear distinction that there's a difference between going via an accident or going via something natural that occurs, that, you know, and deciding to go. There's a huge difference when you decide to go on your own and you just commit suicide or somehow shorten your life. You're breaking a covenant, and you need to be aware that there's repercussions. It's not the horrible, horrible thing that some religions make it out to be, but there are consequences.
What would those be?
Well, one of the saddest things is that a lot of times people who do make that choice are just afraid to finish their walk. I was talking with a man who had gone over the other side, and he was showing me that he was on in a meadow, and he saw going over the other side is like crossing a bridge with a great big troll underneath it, and he was afraid to go over the bridge. We talked a lot about that, and then he finally went over the bridge, and everything was fine. But you have to live your life. You've decided to live this life. You've decided to learn certain lessons. You've decided to pay certain karmic paths back. You've decided to help people. Your life is valuable, and you're here for a reason. And cutting that short impacts far more people than you know.
I agree with you, and I can say in all honesty, I have been in that space before where I'm a survivor of incest, and I can tell you that a lot of people that I know, and it's no excuse, okay? But, you know, when you go through something like that, that's talking to counselors, that goes through your head, you know, every day of, you know, how do I survive? How do I make it? But I can honestly say in all truth that I knew at my core that, you know, the surviving comes with living, and it comes with living out the contract that you have on this earth. So, and I think that it's really important to do that. And that if you don't live it out, you got to come back. So guess what? That's right. You're not really getting away from anything. You're really needing to come back and really, really, you know, do it right now, because you never know what's around the corner if you don't do it right. I wanted just, if anybody's tuning in, mention that if you want to call in for a reading, 888-815-9756. I do have when we come back from the break, I do have somebody that has a question for you through Facebook. You can find me on Facebook also under Kimberly Rose Zaff if you go to Facebook, and also Madam Beautiful Adriana, mysticconnections.com. She's an amazing intuitive. She also the information that she works with has to do with connecting heaven and earth. It's the sacred triad. If you go to her website, you can check out more information on that and how to get a hold of her. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If you'd like to find out more information on how to advertise on our program, or you have something you would like to share, please go to the website KimmyRose.com to get more information on how to advertise. And also, you want to be part of the show. You want to be a regular part of the weekly show. We have an opportunity for you. KimmyRose.com, or you can call or email my assistant, and her information is all on the website. Her name is Luana. Next weekend, a wonderful weekend. I'm going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'm going to be blessed to be able to see Greg Braden. He will be presenting 2012 and beyond. The shift has begun, and that's on Friday night, the 29th. And then on Saturday, he's going to be doing a workshop, an all-day workshop. And then on Sunday, I am going to be bringing to you a workshop teaching you how to connect with the other side. If you're wanting to develop mediumship, that's what this is about. And at a deeper level, I'm going to be giving gallery readings. So if you're wanting to connect with loved ones and you are in the Colorado area, make sure you go to BellaSpark.com. That's BellaSpark.com to get tickets for the event. $25 for the event. And I have a lot of people that are flying in from different places, and I'm real excited to see everyone. Right now we're joined by Adriana. She is an intuitive. She is a healer. And she works with the three circles. It's something she's channeled, and it's called the Sacred Triad. And Adriana, we have somebody that would like to talk to you. So without any further ado, I want to bring her on. She's her name is Dawn, and she has a question for you.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. It's so nice to be on air and talking to you. I'm really going through kind of a major shift in my life right now. I'm really just kind of starting to explore my intuition and my own spirituality, and I just didn't know if you had any, like, global advice for me. I'm in a new business venture, and...
Yeah, I was going to say money. Money is huge with you. There's, like, money questions around you.
That's good. I mean, good money?
The answer is you're going to really have to work at this business. You're going to really have to put your shoulder down and really work hard. No unnecessary expenditures. Even expenditures that sort of look like they would be necessary are not going to. You'll buy something, and then you'll think you'll need it, and then you'll find out later, oh, it's the wrong thing, or you needed something else. So be very, very careful about purchases, especially up front.
Okay.
As far as you're extremely intuitive, you know right away when you click with someone. You're very auditory. You can hear things in people's voices or in their tones. You're very quick to pick up on that. I just would caution you about sometimes you do tend to brush those impressions aside, so be very careful about that. Listen, you're getting this gut instinct for a reason. You're wonderful when you talk to people. Again, you pick things up from their tone of voice. You tend to feel things in your muscles, like in your back, like if you suddenly feel tighter.
Yes, that's so
you also
true.
Also feel
yes.
things in your gut, but go with those muscles. That's okay.
Okay.
There's this. You love this new business. You absolutely love it, but there's something to do with seven with it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's 7 years. I feel like it's 7 years. I feel like you're going to have to baby this thing and keep it moving forward for 7 years.
Okay.
If you can make it through those 7 years, it'd be good. No unnecessary expenditures. It's huge.
Does that make sense?
I mean, what's great is our business doesn't have a lot of expenses. We do travel, and it's our only expenses is promoting the business. So do you feel that maybe we shouldn't do unnecessary travel in promoting the business? Is that what you're feeling, maybe?
For some reason, I keep seeing, like, office furniture or printers or things like that.
Okay.
I just want to really caution you about those types of things.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I have to say, I think I know what that means. Can I say that?
Okay.
Say it, Dawn. Intuitively, what came to me is you are a giver. And so when it comes to you and what you do with working with people and getting them Whether it be vendors and things like that. It has to do with people taking their own, like maybe people, if you bring anybody new in, allowing them to take the responsibility and you not having to do it, because that's what, I just felt that like there's going to be some new people coming in and they should be, I feel such a blessing for the people that are working with you because you genuinely care about people. So I think it's really important for you to make sure that you balance that. I think that's really, really important. Okay?
I've been guilty of giving too much before.
Yeah. Yes. Are you keeping track of your expenditures? Very close track?
Not me personally. We have an accountant that does it, so maybe I need to watch that a little bit.
I would double check. And you know what? Make sure you're giving your accountant all of your expenditures, too. I know it sounds funny, but, you know, if you sit down and you have a cup of coffee with someone, that's a meeting.
Right.
Okay, that's a meeting. Yeah, you probably know all that stuff. I'm really seeing that you need to have a log that you fill out at night. It might be before you go to bed, or it might be when you wake up at night so that you can write things down, because you're either getting intuitive information in your dreams or at night. You feel like you need to be writing stuff down. And also, in connecting with your guides more, a great way to do this is to create a prayer. And with this prayer, you insert your full birth name, and then you insert a phrase about protection from your guides and angels, God. And then with that prayer, you open up, you write down your question, and then you start writing down the answer. And I think that that would prove very effective for you. I feel like you have a wonderful mind. You're very detailed in your mind. You do tend to skip around a lot, which is actually something that is a hallmark of someone who's intuitive, so that's kind of a good thing. But you have a very detail-oriented mind, and you can see how things connect very well. You see the pieces of the puzzle, and that's a gift, to be able to see how things connect.
But, yes, the flitting around in my mind does get a little crazy at times, but, you're very accurate, so.
Yeah, keeping that log, and also keep a little notebook with you. Just sit down and just write those things down. Go ahead.
Okay. But, I mean, you said now babying the business for 7 years, are you seeing success, though? I'm feeling we're really moving in a great direction right now. I'm feeling a lot of success.
I feel like it's going to be very, if I can jump in, I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's really going to be successful. And I feel like it has to do with just getting your heads together and really being in forward movement. That's what came to me. I'm going to suggest something. You know what I want to do is, do you have a website? Do you have a website, Dawn, with your business to put that?
We do.
Okay, can you give that to everybody?
Sure. We do these great personalized prints that can be customized. We're doing some great inspirational things coming out new and your favorite sports teams. But it's nameintheframe.com. It's a great new business opportunity that's really kind of taken off. And thank you for letting me say something about it. That's great. Thank you.
Always, always. And I will tell you, I have personally been blessed to get one of the prints. It was a Brett Favre. It was a Green Bay Packers print, and it was just awesome. And it's just, and I believe if you go into, what is it, Office Depot, you can, yes, your product is sold there. So it's a big deal. It's a big thing. So make sure you go to that website. And, Dawn, thank you so much. And I believe you're going to the Greg Braden workshop,
correct? I am. So. I'm very, very excited about that. Absolutely.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So this coming weekend in Fort Collins, Colorado. Thanks, Dawn. Have a wonderful one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And we are joined right now by Madame. I say Adriana, and I'm sorry. I know you said not to say Madame, but that's just what I have in front of me, and I know better. But it's just, I feel like it must be a vibration, something coming out with that. If anybody wants to get a hold of you for a reading, how would they do that?
You know, they could get a hold of me a number of ways. There's my website that has a contact form on there, and then they can email me at mysticconnect@aol.com, mysticconnect CONNECT at AOL.com. And then you can actually call me. My phone number is 248-379-7324.
Since you want to get a hold of her, she's a wonderful intuitive. Go to mysticconnections.com or give her a call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and don't forget to call in 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Just a reminder, next weekend, if you would like to join me, I'll be in Fort Collins, Colorado on Sunday giving messages from the other side and also teaching you about mediumship. You can call. You can actually go to bellaspark.com for more information, and you can also check out my website, which is kimmyrose.com. Right now we're joined by Adriana. She is a beautiful, amazing person who shares the message of heaven on earth. She's an intuitive and here to guide you. We have right now on the line Rebecca, who would like to talk to you, Adriana. And we've got about 3 minutes. Hi, Rebecca.
Okay.
How are you?
Thank you. I was listening to your conversation, and I thought it was very interesting, your view in regards to the suicides. I work with a lot of kids in our schools, and we were having a serious problem with that. So you gave me another way of looking at it, so thank you for that.
Oh, great. We're so grateful.
I'm in the middle of a transition with work, ending a career that has been there for 30 years, and working on the transition, and didn't know if you had any information, or I don't even want to say information, any way of helping me with that transition. I am finding people trying to pull me to stay in that lease, when I know really it's time to move on.
No, it's funny because I felt like there was a love question too, or a relationship question as well.
Oh, well, that's always there, yes.
Okay. That one came up very strongly.
Okay.
Regarding the job, I think you know that it's time to move on, and there's some great reasons right now why this is an optimal time for you to do that.
Okay.
You're a loyal person. You're very loving, and so it's hard for you to let go. There's a personal connection there, and you don't want to lose that. And you also are such a loyal person. You feel like some of this duties, well, what about these things? Who's going to take care of these things? But this is the right time for you to move on.
Okay.
Are you looking at different opportunities, or is there something? Can you give me like an A or a B so I can take that to my guys? I feel like they're showing me something to do with wood, too, strangely enough. They're showing me wood.
Really?
Yeah, which is trees or growth or green or skills.
I do a lot of work alternative with cranial sacral and Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
So hoping to expand my business on that.
Now, are you taking full advantage of the internet with that, because I think you need to promote yourself a little bit more there. I don't think that the word about you is getting out enough.
Okay.
In regards to that.
Okay.
And, you know, you can also piggyback some of that stuff off local chiropractic offices who are looking for talented people like that.
Okay.
That feels good to me, too. It does. Do you think you could do that, Rebecca?
Oh, not a problem. It's kind of like I want to end this one position before I start going and expanding on the other one.
Feels like you need a great big breath of air or two. You need some time to just get your head back together again. You need a break or a rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that, too. I just got the really it's like take a deep, I mean, you do. You're all about moving that forward, moving fast. So, like,
yeah.
One step at a time. But I think it's about letting go also. I think you need to let go of and start over and just take the chance. Take the dive. So
there definitely is someone coming into your life. I don't know if they're here now. Are you in a relationship with, is there two different people that you could have a relationship with?
Not that I know of. I am currently married.
Oh, you're currently married. Well, that makes sense. Yes, you are in this. Okay. Because they were showing me very strongly two people. They were showing me marriage, and I wasn't sure if that was an upcoming wedding or not.
It's kind of a shaky relationship.
Oh, okay. They are showing me an upcoming relationship. They're showing me celebration. Mm-hmm. And, I think this relationship that you are in may be coming to a close, but they're showing me an upcoming relationship ending in marriage. Somebody very special.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's something to think about. Thank you, Rebecca. God bless.
Thank you, Kim. Talk to
Bye-bye.
You later. Bye.
You're listening to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and we have Adriana on with us. She's an intuitive and an amazing one at that. And I wanted just to thank her for joining us. And I've got a question for you. Do you have anything? I'm going through a lot of changes in my life, and do you have any messages? Any messages for me? I thought I'd ask for me.
Huge messages for you. Huge, huge, huge. It's like you're taking a bath and you're washing away all this stubborn, I beg your pardon, but you're washing away some of the stubborn grime. You know how you really got to scrub sometimes?
Yeah, you're right.
And you're going to come out just so beautiful and pink and all fresh and clean. And the huge word that I got, it was huge, it's giving me chills, is promote. Promote.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I need to spend more time doing that, and I need to. I actually took some time off, and I'm getting back with my traveling. Actually, we have somebody on right now that would like to talk to you. So we have a couple minutes, if that's okay. If you could answer one more question, we've got Kevin on the line. Kevin and Adriana.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you doing?
Good.
My new love.
For you concerning what?
My new love.
Your new love.
The new woman in my life.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that you have a wonderful voice. You have so much love in your voice, and you are a very, very trusting person. I want to congratulate you on that because your heart does have some scars, but you just don't let that stop you. You're a very loving person. You have a romantic energy to you. I think your new love is very, very lucky. I feel like she knows that she's lucky, and you guys have a great relationship, but She's just a little bit more cautious. So just take your time, and you're not, you haven't proposed yet, right?
No, no, but she knows that, well, if she doesn't know, she will find out that I'm a very patient person.
Good. Take your time. Even more patient than anything.
Yeah, underlying characteristics. So.
She really needs to take her time and get settled into this, because she's been wounded too, and it's a beautiful trip. Take your time, and you know, don't worry if there's little arguments or fights, which I don't see anything right now. I'm thinking of talking a little bit more ahead, maybe 3 to 6
okay.
months. Take it with a grain of salt and apologize first.
Oh, is she stubborn? She's stubborn like that, huh? Or do you think it's from hurt in her past?
I think it's just going to be one of those weird misunderstanding things that can get really misconstrued or blown out of proportion, and you just apologize first. And I see you with roses too, with red roses. So
think first to understand, then to be understood.
Yeah.
I think communication is the most important thing, because I think that's where we tend to break down with relationships, and that's what it's about. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
Yeah, can I say one more thing,
okay,
Kevin?
Okay.
Sure, you yep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Have you guys had intimate relations yet? It feels like that is perfect. Like that is just beautiful. And you guys communicate on like a cellular level, and that's a blessing. It's a huge blessing to have that.
I think that's, if you can have that, that's important, like on all levels, because I think a lot of people don't have that, you know, that's a huge thing. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Adriana, thank you so much for joining me today. I know we're just running a few minutes over. Can you give your phone number out real quick and your contact if anybody wants to get a hold of you?
Kimmy, it's such a pleasure being on your show again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if somebody wants to call you, the number?
248-379-7324.
And if they want to go to your website, they can go to mysticconnections.com. God bless you, and have a peaceful evening. Enjoy the snow. Stick your tongue out and catch it. Those are the most special moments, is when we take moments that are sacred and we enjoy the natural things around us. I am going to be excited to see everybody that's coming this weekend in Fort Collins, Colorado. Bella Spark. com. Go to KimmyRose.com for more information. Thank you so much for joining me, and God bless everyone on interviews. Have a good one.